quiet disruptors, creating change without shouting. Written and read by me, Sue Hetherington. Chapter 3. Meet the New Changemakers. I've learnt that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. Maya Angelou in conversation with Brené Brown. In 2008, David and Claire Hyatt did something extraordinary. They gathered a bunch of people in a field over a few days and started to explore how to create a safe space to ask better questions. The Do Lectures, the Encouragement Network, was born. Now running distinctive events, including online, and spawning a small library of Do books because ideas change things, the impact of what happens when you bring passionate, thoughtful, and creative people together is felt globally. People are discovering and reaching for their potential, new businesses, social enterprises, creative movements, and so much more have grown as a result of what started in a cowshed. And that's not all. David and Claire have also stepped into new territory to restore gene making to their small town in far west Wales, because it mattered. But none of this has been done conventionally. Indeed, the Hyatt Denim Company doesn't sell jeans so much as offer access to a tribe whose members include well-known creatives, musicians, and entrepreneurs across the world. And of course, the jeans are fab and ethically sound. An emerging story. It isn't what people know or how powerful they are, but who they enable us to become that matters now. We're slowly shifting from meaning based on material possessions and traditional status to something altogether different. Not that this is universal, and some might argue that this is the privilege of the West speaking, but there are echoes all around. David and Claire Hyatt and the team are evidence of an emerging story about doing change differently. The Do Lectures have impacted many people directly and indirectly in the last 10 years, and of the 400 people who used to make jeans in Cardigan, a number now have their jobs back. I also think about Seth Godin, writer, speaker and entrepreneur with wise things to say about marketing, business, learning and culture. He doesn't shout on social media, yet his thoughtful and provocative daily blog, which he's been writing consistently since 2004, now has over 700,000 subscribers. He's clear on what he stands for and has intentionally developed his voice. As a result, there are thousands of people across the world making a ruckus in a way they probably wouldn't have had the courage, tenacity, or insight to do previously. And then there are the clinicians who are calling time on the traditional doctor-patient relationship and the way in which healthcare is delivered. Their enough is enough includes experimenting with who sits in the big chair in the consulting room, upsetting the usual power dynamics in medicine with astonishing results. Or the myriad of people who have left traditional jobs to set up their own businesses or social enterprise. They recognise that the idea of a job for life is no longer feasible or even desirable and want to make an impact through their work. There are the artists, activists like the anonymous Banksy, who are using their voice to draw attention to things we'd rather not see, or new writers who no longer need the patronage of big publishing houses to be read. These are just examples of what has emerged in the last decade, with roots that often go further back. The internet has profoundly affected their ability to see and be seen, to create generous space and offer their voice to anyone who has ears to hear. There are many more to come, and as we start to adjust our way of seeing and listening, we will discover them, emerging sometimes from the most unlikely places. So, Who are the quiet disruptors? That's a profoundly simple question with two easy answers. Those who think they are, and those who look like they might be. Of course, easy answers often come with hidden depths. So if you were looking for a tidy description of type, then I'm sorry. There is no box, and that's the whole point. We're no longer in a linear world where everything has hard edges. However, we can trace the core elements of being quiet, being disruptive, and being driven by values as threads that are emerging more widely in our current era. And they come together now in a unique blend in quiet disruptors who are becoming more visible. Quiet. Susan Cain was not the first person to talk about introversion, but her Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking, has spawned a revolution. People who didn't want to be defined by the dominant culture finally had a language to talk about who they were, and others started to recognise it too. Disruptive. While Clayton Christensen was one of the first to name the importance of disruption in innovation in 1997, he certainly wasn't the last. Given the subsequent global events, many more are challenging the way we do things. Disruption, whether as pirates, rebels, radical change makers, originals, or simply questioning why we do things we do because they don't seem to be working that well, is current. And the voices are getting more insistent. Values. At the same time, people are also digging deeper into the values and choices that have shaped their lives. Again, clear voices are offering an alternative if we will stop and look at ourselves. Greg McKeown's challenge of less but better in essentialism, the disciplined pursuit of less, typifies this thread. And many have embraced minimalism in its various forms. People and companies are taking time to strengthen their values in this turbulent sea, knowing that they both anchor them and shape their story, enabling them to be seen. These movements are positive and provide inspiration and resources for quiet disruptors, but they're not sufficient. Not all quiet disruptors want to be labelled as introverts, and they don't want to remain comfortable and secure in a corner. What drives them, their values, convictions, and principles, pushes them out into uncomfortable territory to create the change they want to see. But neither do they want the megaphones of traditional dissidents. They want to explore an alternative way of making their voice heard, one that doesn't violate the kind of person they want to be. And the values that drive them only have meaning and expression in the context of a bigger story. This isn't just about them and an insular way of being in the world, even though it may resemble the tenacious focus that others might bring. Each person who identifies as being a quiet disruptor will have their individual, unique fingerprint. No one is the same, though in my experience they often discover a resonance. And what they do, how and where they make that identity visible, could look very different. However, the generic fruit might be remarkably similar. You might find them in a wide variety of places, both inside organisations and running their own show. However, there may be locations where they're more likely to be found. For example, I wonder if proportionately there are more outside of the mainstream, as this will allow more self-determination and more nuanced expression. Quiet disruptors usually don't rely on someone else to tell them what to do. Conversely, they're probably less well represented at senior levels within hierarchical and bureaucratic organisations. They may be less willing to play power games and may not be promoted in a culture dominated by those who speak first and think later. They are probably more evident in grassroots community activism, as they inspire confidence by their creative thinking and commitment to the cause. Just don't ask them to be constantly loud or always on. And of course, There are plenty of people who found their creative voice as writers, artists, designers, and musicians and have something to say. So this isn't a label or a badge, but potentially a powerful way of seeing a new kind of thoughtful and creative change maker, those who will help us navigate our emerging world in a better way. Reframing change. This is because the kind of change we need has fundamentally altered, and this impacts us all. And this is where the potential contribution of people who are quiet disruptors comes into its own, positively. We need their curiosity, their creativity, and their convictions if we're to navigate forward well. And in the process, they will help reshape our culture, the way in which we do things together that will benefit everyone. So, it's time for the new change makers, who exercise kindness, generosity, and stubborn courage in pursuing a different way of looking, being, and doing that can turn our world upside down for the better. Just don't expect them to turn up in superhero outfits or shout in the streets. Thank you for listening to Quiet Disruptors. I hope it's inspired, encouraged, and even provoked you to become the change you want to see. If it has, then great. Please share it, buy the book, or post a review. It all helps. So, until we meet again, go gently and speak softly about the things that matter, because the world is waiting for you.